This episode of Financial Safari is brought to you by Phil Capriotti and Senior Tax and Insurance Advisors for all your retirement needs.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Well, retirement planning, folks, it's a very complex process. But stay tuned, because we're going to break down the process into three very easy to digest and simple to understand pieces that could help you take the worry out of planning for retirement. Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the holiday edition of the Financial Safari.
All right, I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb, and joining us is best-selling author, Emmy Award winner, Coach Pete Deruta. Now in studio with us, we do have a special guest. He has been on the show with us before. I believe Coach has managed to convince him to come back in one more time. Who's with us here, Coach?
Well, we've got Marty Hensley, a famous name if you ever watch Carolina basketball. Marty, welcome in.
Yeah, thank you, Coach. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So, Thomas, we spend a lot of time, and I am America's income, financial, and wealth coach.
That's
right. Spend a lot of time putting together the proper strategies for the proper time of everyone's life. And, you know, life goes real fast.
It does.
Well, you know, in a way, when we talk about safe money strategies and wealth preservation and just getting the money in the right place for the right time of life, Thomas, that's a full-time job.
That's a full-time occupation
for us. But for folks out there, it doesn't have to be complex. And it doesn't have to be overwhelming, does it?
No, it doesn't. And it's something that I think folks struggle with, because they've gone through their whole life working on a budget, and all of a sudden they're in this transition period, not sure where to go, not sure who to look to. Who can they trust?
Well, and that's a big thing these days. And many times the one person you can't trust is yourself.
Yeah, isn't that true?
Your worst enemy a lot of times. Fear and greed cause the average investor to lose a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
You make the wrong decisions at the wrong time of your life. You get in when you should get out. You pile more money into a stock when it's way up, mm-hmm. when you should be maximizing your gains by locking some of the gains in by getting out, not getting in. And it's always easy to analyze this after the fact, after something bad happens, saying, I wish I would have.
That's right.
Marty, how many times have you heard people say, I wish I would have?
Yeah, a million. Yeah.
You know, so we are our own worst enemies many times. And even if you have a planner, maybe the planner is telling you to do things you shouldn't do. We hear about the magic 12% return on the mutual fund that some other radio people talk about.
Sure.
And maybe it makes 12% one year, maybe one mutual fund does, but they don't do that consistently many times. Mm-hmm. And so we shouldn't put all our money that we need for retirement in a place that is tied to risk, because the opposite of 12% up
is 12% down.
12% down or more sometimes.
That's right.
I've seen that happen the wrong way. But you know, another culprit, and it's not talked about much.
What's that?
I don't understand why. We talk about it all the time because we help people with a forensic fee analysis. Mm. Matter of fact, folks, if you're listening and you're not sure what's going on in your accounts, or if you're just wondering, gosh, you know, I've been in this account for a long time. I've put new money in. Maybe it's a 401k account, but my balance doesn't seem to be as high as it should be.
Okay, yeah.
You might be paying too much in fees every year.
Ah, yes.
And they might be hidden fees. So we do a forensic fee analysis, sort of like that Easter egg hunt. We identify the hidden objectives. If you ever watch Survivor, there's a guy out there always looking around for the hidden immunity idol, right?
Sure, yeah.
Well, let's find these hidden fees.
That's right.
And you know how happy they are when they find the hidden immunity aisle, and they basically can go another week without getting voted off the island. Well, if we can identify fees that you're paying and you don't have to be paying, you know, many times you can't go back and get the money back, but you can go forward and not pay them again and again and again.
Exactly.
And I've got a very special sheet we put together, and I'm going to open up the phone lines in a minute because I think everybody listening needs a copy of this. But it's the true cost of fees worksheet.
Okay.
And we analyze accounts with no fees versus accounts with 3% fees and everything in between. So 1% of fee every year, annual, 2% annual fee, and 3% annual fee.
Okay.
Now, how much of a difference do you think it is over, and we look at over 30 years, by the way, but over 10 years, if you're in an account, like you have two different accounts.
Right.
One account has a 1% fee, and the other account has a 3% fee.
Okay.
Well, let's even be better. Let's say you have one account with no fees.
Sure.
They do exist out there, by the way, folks. You know, the broker won't tell you about that because how do they make their money?
Exactly.
How do they pay for the boats?
Oh, fees. There you go.
So let's have an account with no annual fee, and let's first it with a 3% fee. And over 10 years, let's assume you start each account with $100,000.
Right.
And let's assume these accounts make 8% interest. Now, that's a pretty high interest. Let's just assume.
I mean, sure.
It's apples to apples, so we're comparing it.
Yeah.
If you fast forward 10 years down the road, and again, you started with $100,000. How much do you think you would have in the account with zero fees? You're growing at 8%.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
right around $200,000, $199,900.
Okay.
So, $199,900.
Gotcha. Okay.
Compare that to the guy who's paying 3% fees a year, may not even know he's paying it, but now you fast forward 10 years later, he only has $154,000.
Whoa, that's a huge difference.
Pretty big difference,
there.
Marty.
Yes, absolutely. That's now, what we see every day is there's not a lot of transparency in those fees.
Now, the chances are if you're in an account like that and you're going on and you've got an autopilot in your mind, you're not going to pay attention for 10 years. Maybe it'd be 20 years down the road. Mm-hmm. You know the difference in 20 years? The account with, again, starting with $100,000, zero fees, 20 years later is worth $399,601.
Okay.
Almost $400,000.
Great.
But the guy that was paying 3% in fees in that account, guess what his balance is? Now, again, you have right around $400,000 if you're not paying fees.
Right, sure.
The guy who was paying 3% a year, $240,000.
Whoa, no.
Where'd that other $160,000 go?
Over to his
pocket. Now, it's not just the amount you don't have in there, it's the growth you would have had on that money, too.
That's right. That's
right. All right, now 30 years, which a lot of people put money away, 30 years, leave it alone, and hope when they get to the retirement age, everything's fine.
Yeah.
30 years of putting, starting with $100,000, having it grow by 8% a year, no fees, 30 years later, your balance is $1,006,000.
Gosh, wow.
Now, the guy who's paying 3% fees, you know, mm-hmm. by the time you reach 30 years later, you've got $431,000.
Oh, less than half.
Less than half.
So, amazing. That's over 30 years.
Wow.
So, if you want this worksheet, more than happy to have this, but if you really want that forensic fee analysis, we will sit down with you and comb through what you have, and sometimes they do a pretty good job of hide and seek, don't they, Marty?
I just met a client the other day, and we sat down and we were discussing his fee-based account, and he was 1,000% convinced that he was paying an all-in fee of 1% a year. We did that fee analysis for him. We broke down his account, not only gave him analysis of a performance, but looked at his fees, and he was paying just shy of 3%.
Whoa.
And he had no idea, because on paper it was circled several times, 1%, 1%, and he had no idea. That's the problem that we have today, is that transparency of fees.
Wow.
He was just talking about how his account was not growing as quickly as what he thought it would.
And he was baffled, wasn't he?
He was baffled. There was 2% a year that was going out the window in expenses, so that would have been nice to keep in his pocket.
I interviewed an author years ago on the show. He wrote the book Retirement Breakthrough. The safe, secure way to guaranteed income you can't outlive in any economy. Very important, because we've been in a real crummy economy if you have a CD, haven't we?
Correct.
I mean, I remember my grandmas and my aunts used back in the day in New England, they would live off their interest. They'd put the money in a CD and they were getting 15% interest a year, wouldn't even have touched that principal.
Wow.
In that economy, that was interest rates were ruling, so they were doing fine. But then we had a transformation. I don't know when it really started here. Maybe let's say 2005, interest rates started getting beat down. Then the market collapsed in 2007. We all know what happened there.
That's right.
You know, the years of the 7 to 8% interest rate on the CD died then. And so if you were trying to live off interest, it was impossible. So then you had to put your money in the market right before the market crashed. Mm. I say you had to because that's what your broker told you, but there really are alternatives. But the first thing you need to do is figure out how much money you'll need in retirement and how much you want. How much money do you want to have fun things?
Yeah.
And make sure you can convert some of your money from taxable into tax-free and protect your savings from the calamities that could happen in the market, so you don't put money you're going to need for retirement tied to the market that could go away. And there are solutions. We call it income planning. We call it bucket strategies. But for anyone who's struggling to make ends meet or to see what's going to happen in the future or not sure what kind of fees they're paying, we'll do analysis for you. It's called a strategic development process. And if you haven't had this done for your financial portfolio, but here's what we'll do. We'll review your tax returns to uncover long-term tax issues like IRAs, capital gains, and Social Security taxes. People are paying a lot of money in taxes. We're also going to help you by establishing your retirement income goals, money needed to cover the costs of enjoying your lifestyle. Marty, I know when you talk to people, you ask them, what do they want to do in retirement that's fun?
Right.
You build a plan that makes sure that has money for that, right?
Yeah, and that's one of our biggest goals. And I've made a note there when you were talking about it. So the money that we want and the money that we need.
Yep.
So what our goal is trying to get those two figures as close as we possibly can to each other.
Yeah. And one of the ways we do this is, and this is a time-intensive process, but we do this all behind the scenes for you. We analyze your current investments to establish the real cost and fees and the calculated risk exposure level. And wow. Thomas, you would not believe how much risk people are taking and don't realize it.
Really?
And they've been pretty lucky. It's almost like when you fall asleep at the wheel of the car and you wake up and you're still driving and you're still safe.
Right. Now let me ask you.
You're taking a lot of risk and didn't realize it.
So yeah, I was about to say, so they're not even realizing
this. Yeah, that's the scary part, and that's the most embarrassing part.
Yeah.
And the financial world, and anyone who has clients in places that the clients don't realize how much risk or fees they're paying should be ashamed of themselves.
That's right.
But we'll help you identify that. And if it does come to the point where you are paying too much or taking too much risk and didn't realize it, it's time to fire that advisor and get a new one. one.
There you go.
We also help you by determining the percentage of assets needed to protect future income needs. We call this income planning and bucket strategies. We also consider taxes and inflation. Those are two big enemies. We need to identify them ahead of time so we can counteract their harmful effects.
That's right.
We do all this to make sure you have a plan that you can explain back to your family. We call it the Family Goals and Longevity Estate Planning. We'll offer that for the next 20 callers.
This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical retirement review. And for anyone listening right now, the number to call is 800-851-1636. When you call, you will receive a comprehensive retirement review showing where you are now, but most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. In short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call on in. That number once again is 800-851-1636. Again, that's 800-851-1636.
Well, we call it the retirement income dilemma. And it's the three big risks in retirement: timing risk, inflation risk, and longevity risk. We're going to go over all three of these and ways to counteract them when we come back right after this.
Listen to Talk 1370 anywhere with your Amazon Echo.
Just ask Alexa to play Talk 1370.
Now playing Talk 1370, the right choice.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're worried, unsure, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Phil Capriotti at 800-851-1636. Again, that's 800-851-1636. Welcome back into the Financial Safari. I'm Consumer Advocate. We're here once again with America's wealth, financial, and income coach. That is Coach Pete DeRuta, joined alongside Mr. Marty Hensley. Now, Coach, what are we talking about here?
The three risks that can damage your retirement security, Thomas.
Whoa, okay, so this sounds interesting now. What are we talking about?
Well, these are big ones, too, not to make fun of it, but timing risk.
Okay.
And that's, what if I pick a bad year to retire, or what if I pick a bad time to buy a stock?
Aha, yes,
what if I pick a bad time to sell a stock? You sell it, it goes up, it triples in value. You kick yourself forever, don't you?
That's right.
What happens a lot of times is people have a gain in the stock, they'll liquidate it, they'll sell it for a gain, they'll sell it for a profit.
Sure.
But they'll keep watching the stock, and they'll kick themselves when it goes up. Say it goes up, you sell it today, and it goes up two or three more days, and it goes up where it really shouldn't be going up. And then so you decide to jump back in because it's still going up because you don't want to miss that boat.
Sure.
The minute you jump in, Marty, what happens?
It goes down.
Yes, it goes way down. And now you took a great gain and you turn it into a small gain or a loss because you were greedy.
When we sit down, we talk to individual clients. Yep. It's almost if they do the exact opposite of what their initial instinct is, they'd probably be okay.
Yeah, pretty funny. So whatever you're getting ready to do, do the opposite.
Exactly.
Come out pretty good. It's a contrarian view. So timing risk gets a lot of people in trouble, and it is one of the factors in you being your own worst enemy for your retirement plan. Mm. And so that's why it's important you get a qualified team on your side that has seen this before and knows almost with certainty the mistakes that people make.
That's right.
Because we do. Like Marty says, you should basically decide what you want to do and do the opposite. Well, that's the way it works sometimes.
Well, can I ask you something, Coach? Something you've brought up on past shows that I've learned from you is having that proper exit strategy. So it sounds like that's what we're talking about here, is just really thinking through what we're doing, not just on the front end, but on the tail end as well.
Well, and one of the things, and every now and then someone will sell a stock and then buy it back.
Right.
But what usually happens, you sell a stock and you start watching it, and then you say to yourself,
I'll be back.
And then you jump back into the stock, and then it goes down. So you just have to be very careful. And trying to time the market has been shown to be a horrible strategy. Mm. And Dalbar, that's a research firm in Boston that ranks investor behavior and compares it against the indexes, always says that the average investor, almost by two times, if not three times, underperforms the market because you do the wrong thing at the wrong time. Marty,
exactly.
You're nodding over there. You know, things change in your life. So when you are younger and you're buying and selling a stock or doing it, it doesn't hurt as much than when you're older and you need that money to retire on and you're sitting there playing in the market. Sort of like the difference between a guy shooting a free throw at the beginning of the game or the last couple seconds.
Yeah, exactly. In the last few seconds, that's when we're approaching
right
retirement. Exactly. So you get closer to retirement, that's where those free throws mean a lot more when you're in a year or two or in retirement. Yeah. So we try to take all that risk out of it.
That's so great. Timing risk. And so, again, having the right team, making sure you're not doing the wrong things.
Yeah.
And picking a bad year to retire. So you decide that the day you decide to retire and you've got a lot of your money in the market and you've got market-based accounts where you are assuming that money's going to fund your retirement, and then the market goes down 40% or 50%. Mm. So inflation risk is number two of the three risks that can damage your retirement security. And inflation is just things cost more.
That's right.
And will my income pace keep up with the rising prices, the pace of rising prices? And hopefully, yes. But one thing it's not going to keep up with many times is medical expenses. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going up. They're double-digit expenses every year. They're rising. And mm-hmm. college tuition going up as well.
That's right.
But looking at your necessities, your food, you want to make sure your accounts are at least keeping up with growth of that. So you want accounts that are growing by 5 to 7%.
Absolutely.
Compare that to a CD at a bank now where you're lucky to get 1%. You are losing money safely. Your accounts are underperforming inflation. So even though they're in the bank and they are quote-unquote safe, the buying power shrinks every year. I mean, you think it's all fine. You ride by the bank. You wave to your money. Number one, your money's not there anymore. The bank's already loaned that same dollar you gave them out 10 times to 10 other people. Mm. It's called fractional currency, and that's a whole different story.
That's right.
But we just need to make sure that our money's growing. That's number two. Now, longevity risk is the third risk that affects us that we don't realize. These are three hidden risks in retirement. And will my income last my entire lifetime?
Ah, okay.
And yes. You hear me talk about a lifetime of retirement income. You need to have lifetime income. You need to have something called a bucket strategy. Mm-hmm. Math is on your side if you do the right things in retirement. And that just means you want your money to grow. You don't want it to shrink. You want it to be there when you need it the most because you don't want it to leave you right when you need it the most. Play that quip again, Thomas.
That's right.
'Cause you
that's back from the 70s, probably 1973 or 4 or 5, somewhere right around there. I remember that because when we played Little League Baseball back in the day, we'd had to sit in the station wagon and wait for the thunderstorms to roll through Scotland County.
Yes.
And we would have AM radio, and that song seemed to always be on. It was like 10 songs back in the day. Another One Bites the Dust by Queen, Celebration by Kool and the Gang, Owner of a Lonely Heart, and You Left Me Just When I Needed Most. And some Elton John stuff probably sprinkled in, too.
There you go.
It's funny how much choices we have, how many choices we have these days compared to the old days.
That's right. No, it's very true.
We do have a lot of choices in the retirement world, in the financial world too. So it's not just getting that same plan that everyone else gets. And Marty, I mean, we've talked about this, but when people come in, they don't understand what they have many times from the current advisor, do they?
That's exactly right. And that's one of the biggest processes we go through is helping them understand exactly what they have and going through that diligently to understand where their money's invested, how it's invested. And then we get to the end of that conversation, and we, quite honestly, we tell them on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being that you completely understand this, you know, if we're not at a 9 or 10, then we go back and revisit that until they are shaking their head going, yep, I understand that on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm a 10.
That's
but when
fantastic.
People come in and you say on a scale of 1 to 10, how well do you understand your current plan? Mm-hmm. You get twos and threes.
Their response is, I have no idea. Where does that land?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Now, when you do laundry, and I do my own because I don't trust anyone doing my laundry, right? And I know when let's just skip ahead. I've done the laundry. I've put in the dryer. Thomas and Marty, I am always hovering around the dryer waiting for that buzzer to go off because I want to get to the clothes real quick, shake them once, and hang them up because I have these shirts that are up. They call them wrinkle-free, unless you leave them in the dryer for 5 minutes after the dryer stops.
There you go. There you go. Exactly.
Wrinkle-free anymore. Yeah. So I make sure, and of course, when I do my laundry, now going back into the process of the washing machine, I make sure to divide my clothes into different colors.
Mm-hmm.
So I have an action step in the book here on the financial laundry, and I explain all these, you know, I make these comparisons to doing laundry to doing the financial process.
Okay, yeah.
And my daughter's 11. She's doing her own laundry. She says, Daddy, math is money. She loves math. So I think I've got a good one here. She can do laundry. And she understands spending money is not a good thing many times.
There you go. She can already do twice as much as most 18-year-olds.
So my action step in the book, though, is get a professionally designed, customized money map designed based on your current situation. After reviewing it, make sure the money you have in your plan is in the right places for the right time of life you're in now. Mm-hmm. And so when you are just starting out working, the best place to have your money is in a 401k. You want to pile money into your 401k. Hopefully you're getting a match. Mm-hmm. And here's something that people always can't understand when I say this. When you're putting money into your retirement plans, you want the market to tank.
So I'm assuming this is, Coach, because we have more time for it to recover. So if it tanks, you can invest more money early on and let it grow on up.
You get more bang for your buck when you're putting the money in if the stock market's at a low point.
There you go, yeah.
But you would be amazed, and Marty, you'll agree with this. When we have people come in, they're all happy the market's way up when they're putting new money into their 401k.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what we were talking about earlier, is like when you see a dip in the market, that's when you want to put as much as you can in.
Right.
And then when the market's doing great, that's maybe not the best time to put every dollar that you have going to work for you.
That's right.
Dollar,
yeah,
cost,
right,
averaging.
Yeah.
What's the best time to buy McDonald's stock, when it's at 100 or when it's at 50?
50,
right. I mean,
certainly.
So that's what. So you want a dollar cost average into your plans all the time, and you want the most bang for your buck, and that's
okay,
putting the money away.
Yeah.
Now, I want to offer this offer really quick before we go to break.
Sure.
Because we've got some Warren Buffett stuff coming up, and we're going to talk about is simple income planning as well later on in the show. But if you're one of the next 30 callers, we will custom design a one-page financial review, and this will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. Now, this is a $999 value. You're going to get it for as a radio caller right now. It'll help you take the mystery out of financial planning. We're going to map out for you where you are right now. We're going to run a fee report. We're going to give you a copy of this true cost of fees worksheet. We're going to do a Social Security analysis and a full bucket strategy showing you, based on what you have now and what you want to do in retirement, number one, if it's possible, and number two, what that true income will be for you going all the way through your life. We're going to illuminate and eliminate many of the misconceptions from your current plan or current planners. So again, the next 30 callers, call right now. You'll be one of the 30 people that get to meet with me and Marty and the team. This will take the worry out of living in retirement and put you on the right path for the rest of your life.
Call in and you can meet with Phil Capriotti, who is Coach Pete's local trusted financial coach in the Austin area, and his team will translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. To take advantage of this true practical retirement review, all you have to do is call us in 800-851-1636, and you will receive a comprehensive retirement review that'll show you where you are now, but much more importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. That number once again is 800-851-1636. Again, that's 800-851-1636.
Well, if you're like most people, the term retirement planning brings beads of sweat to your forehead. It doesn't have to. When we come back, we're going to show you what to expect, your investor bill of rights, so to speak. Have you ever felt like you really knew what was going on in the financial world? Well, now you can. Stay tuned. Thomas, that sounds like the weather forecast thing.
It does. Something you've taught me, Coach. The markets really are about as unpredictable as the weather can be. You know as well as I do what it does around here.
We can't control the weather, can we?
No, most certainly not.
We can't control what the market does either, can we? But we can be prepared and we can get educated. So education is paramount in the financial world. It's also in the weather world.
That's right.
Marty, when you see it raining outside, do you say to yourself, of course you say self, need to get my umbrella today.
Yeah, that's exactly right. When you see an unstable financial future, you say self, I need to get a financial advisor I can trust.
Well, it's baffling sometimes where people just know they're not in the right place, but they keep doing the same thing over and over again.
Wow.
Expecting different results. Yep. Albert Einstein called that the true definition of insanity.
That's right. Very true.
It's not going to get any better if it's not doing good right now a lot of times, is it?
Right.
So we want to go through the mental process of understanding and reasoning behind each strategy that people are making. So I thought we'd talk about a four-step process in the financial world that we go through with everyone and explain why we do it.
Absolutely.
It's very important because, you know, the more you know and the more you understand, the more comfortable you could be when the markets face challenges, because they're going to face challenges, and our plans are put to test. I mean, when the markets start going bananas, you need to make sure your plan is just as good as it was before, and your confidence in your planner is there too. And with that in mind, I want to take a look at these four steps. Number one is discovery. And this is the very first meeting when we have with people. It's we begin the stage with our initial meeting with people to get to know one another. We see, hey, I'm Marty Hensley. I'm Coach Pete. Your name is Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. Let's see what we have in common.
Hmm.
Let's see what we don't have in common. Let's see if we can reach an agreement that it's pretty good sometimes not to have everything in common.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
That's right. No, it's very true. Iron sharpens iron.
Yeah. Well, you know, me and Marty, you're in our 50s and you're over there in your 30s. So we don't have the age in common, but we can learn from each other, can't we?
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
And we make that very conversational. So it's not, we don't want you to leave with a headache.
Yeah. So the very first thing we do is focus on you and what you want your savings and investments to do. You know, here, I've got this money, and we like to do this, this, and that.
Okay.
And the reason why we have our money here is this, this, and that.
Okay,
see if that makes sense or not, right, Marty?
Exactly. What are your goals and objectives, and how can we get there as quickly as possible with the least amount of risk?
Okay. So
one of the things, Thomas, we do is we focus and discuss past experiences and feelings of the future.
You know, that's so important, Coach, because a lot of those past experiences really can determine what we're doing right now.
Yeah. Well, and again, if in our discussion, it allows both of us, you there's a listener who comes in to see us and me and Marty as some planners, it allows us to determine if there's a basis for a continued relationship or not.
Yes.
If you don't like us and we don't like you, there's no reason to keep meeting, is there?
Yeah, we love 99% of the people that come in to see us.
Yeah. And then we go through something called a strategic development process. It's a strategy meeting, basically. And it's the primary objective here of this stage is to develop an effective strategy that is custom tailored to the unique needs of each and every person who comes in.
Wow.
Now, that's a novel concept, evidently, because a lot of people are saying, well, gosh, it's the first time anyone's ever asked me these questions.
Yeah, put in an easy, understand way to understand what those things are.
Well, when I talk about the easy-to-understand financial review that we do and put everything on one page, we really mean it.
That's right.
And we really do it, and it really is easy to understand. It doesn't have to be complex.
That's right. Well, and I see how these two things fit hand in hand. You're sitting there having that discovery meeting, discovering what people's passions are, what their objectives are, and then you're showing them how to achieve that.
My dad is a physics professor. I can't tell physics from chemistry a lot of times, but he knows what he's doing, right?
Sure.
So I'm a financial guy. So we need to make sure we're on the same page and we can understand each other. And that's what we do in a lot of the meetings here. Custom tailor the unique needs to each client, what they want. All right. Very, very important because unfortunately, many people are in the wrong place and don't realize it.
That's right.
And maybe it's because they didn't have this conversation with their advisor, Marty, or maybe they didn't understand what the advisor was saying. That's what happens many times, isn't it?
I had a client yesterday, 66 years old. He said, this was the first time that I've ever had a conversation like this.
Yeah.
Wow.
So after we have the conversation, it's a good one. It's very informative and it's enlightening many times. We then develop a comprehensive plan that outlines the strategy we recommended for, this is a novel concept too, long-term success. Hey, I'm going to do good for you tomorrow, and after that, I don't know.
Oh, come on,
long-term. Let's look at your whole life. Let's plan to 121. That's what we do.
Okay, wow.
When we say lifetime income, we mean lifetime income.
That's right.
If you go to be 150, you'd still get income.
Wow.
Using the bucketing strategies that we put together. It's called lifetime income planning for a reason. Because it has to last
your entire lifetime. Well, and it's so true, Coach. I mean, I'm sitting here. I have a grandmother who's 89. She's going to be turning 90 years old, right, this year. And she is she outpaces 65-year-olds.
Income takes on an obvious importance, doesn't it, Marty? I mean, if you don't have it, you really realize how important it is.
That's right.
So we need to make sure that after years of economic uncertainty, many retirees would like their income to be more predictable and more secure. We need to make sure that we get the right plan for the right person. And turning assets into income, though, can be very complicated. And there's three questions that everyone asks, and we go through with you. We basically help you answer these questions. We ask and answer like they do with the attorney says. Ask and answer, Your Honor.
Yes.
Can income be made more certain? That's the number one question.
Okay.
Based on what I have here, my financial plan, the money I've saved, all my 401ks, my TSPs, my everything, thrift savings, 403bs, can the money that I've put aside, can I have that in an income that I'll never outlive, and can that be a certain income that I know exactly what it's going to be or more?
Yeah.
If we err, Marty, we err on the underside. In other words, we may tell you you're going to have less than you're really going to have in the future, not the other way around. The worst thing to do is for a planner to say, yeah, you're going to have $20,000 a month when you retire. You get a retirement, Thomas, you got $9,000 a month.
Oh, no.
We may say you're going to have $15,000 a month, and you may end up with $25,000 a month.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll come in complaining to us that
I don't think so either.
That's why we use our illustrations the way we do. We use real-world numbers that have gone back 15, 20 years. We don't use hypotheticals where we're assuming a lot that just cannot be relied on.
Now, the financial termites, again, we're going to talk about them. Can income have built-in tax advantages? So we need to build as most tax efficiency as possible into each plan. Tax efficiency just means you're paying as little taxes as legally possible.
Yeah.
And that's the way to do it.
That's very
important.
And
the third question, can it be safe yet grow over time? Now, these are questions everyone needs to write down.
Yeah.
I'm going to do them again. Can income be made more certain? Can I have a certain income that I know is going to be there for the rest of my life? Very important, right?
Absolutely.
Check. I think that's the most important.
Absolutely.
Number two, can income be have built-in tax advantages? Another one. That's either questions you need to ask your current planner. They'll say, oh, well, based on what's happened in the past and the market, and as long as the market does this and that, and Prince Charles rides a horse and doesn't fall off, everything will be fine. No, I don't want any as long as.
Right.
I want, yes, it's guaranteed. Here it is in writing, and nothing's ever going to happen, but you're going to get your check. You're going to go to the mailbox, and there'll be a green flag on the mailbox, a very novel green flag, waving in the wind. Green flag means there's a check in there.
That's right.
Red flag means you're paying bills.
Oh, no.
We want big green flags in retirement. And the third question, can it be safe very important, yet grow over time.
Now this
you
is
can
something.
Have it safe. You can bury it in the backyard. It's safe as long as you have a shotgun in your garden in the backyard. Your money's safe.
Exactly.
It's not growing, though.
Or like we were saying earlier, you could throw it in a CD and eventually lose money to inflation and all these other things. Yeah.
I had a lady one year came in. She had 12 different CDs from 9 different banks.
Wow. Okay.
And it answered the age-old question that we remember since grade school. Why did the chicken cross this road? To get a higher CD rate at a different bank.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So it's just making sure you have the right plan for the right time of your life. And Marty, I think that a lot of times the advisors that people have met with have charged them a fee to put a plan together. Then the people feel obligated to go back to that advisor because they paid for something.
Right.
But these plans that people have paid for, in your opinion, could you have done the same thing at no cost for these people?
That's absolutely what we could have done. And that's one of the most frustrating things for us is that we want to go back over the last 10, 15, 20 years and say, gosh, what could we have saved them if we had this conversation 20 years ago? And that's exactly right. They feel like they need to go back to their current advisor because they want to get quote unquote, they're bang for the buck.
Yep. And another question, we are licensed to accept fees. So if somebody wants to pay a fee and they feel like they're getting a better plan, we are more than happy.
Yes.
Exactly what to. But I don't see any sense in that. Again, it doesn't make any sense, Thomas.
That's right. No, it doesn't.
And here's what I want to do. And this is very important. We can do your very own strategy session based on what we've talked about here, answering those three questions for you, making sure you have the true strategic development process done out perfectly. If you're one of the next 30 callers, we'll custom create for you that one-page financial review that Marty talked about. Now, this will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. And keep in mind, this review, along with the bucket strategy and all the planning, is a $1,500 value.
Wow.
And we're going to give it away again to the next 30 callers. So get ready, folks. Warm that phone up. Get ready to pick it up. We're going to give away complimentary with no obligation to the next 30 callers. And now, what's this going to consist of for you is taking that mystery out of the financial planning process by mapping out for you on one page where you are right now. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is really costing you and to see if by simply protecting your retirement investment, you could experience what I call dramatic growth potential. We're also going to perform a tax analysis. Now, this could reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes, and that's very important too. The more you save, the more is in your accounts. But most importantly, we're going to run a customized income plan utilizing proven strategies and techniques, which are time-tested, which could turbocharge your retirement income. And this is the most important part of the whole planning process for you. It will take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll take the guesswork out of the financial planning process for you. For the next 30 callers, that's a comprehensive review, a $1,500 value. We're going to give away complimentary with no obligation as long as you call now and meet with the team in the next 3 weeks. And keep in mind, our strategies work best for those of you with over $1 million saved for retirement, but we have never have and we never will kick anyone out who's interested in planning for themselves and their family's future.
If you want to take advantage of getting this true practical retirement review, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-851-1636. And remember, when you come in, you will receive a comprehensive retirement review that'll show you where you are now. But even more important than that, folks, it'll show you that outline, that roadmap, that vision to get you where you need to be to and through retirement. In short, folks, you have nothing to lose. That number once again is 800-851-1636. Again, that's 800-851-1636.
So folks, if you're 52 or older, you are in what I call the financial red zone. When we come back, we're going to talk about retirement income and the four steps you must take to make sure you have a secure retirement.
Listen to Talk 1370 anytime, anywhere with the all-new Radio.com app. Check your phone's app store or visit talk1370.com/app.
Welcome back into the Financial Safari. I'm here, consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb, joined by America's Wealth, Financial, and Income Coach, Coach Pete DeRuda, as well as Marty Hensley. Now, we have had a very fun show here today. Coach, it looks like you have something interesting there to talk about.
I promised earlier in the show we're going to talk about Warren Buffett.
That's right.
He's arguably the greatest investor of all time.
Very much
like him or hate him, whatever, but he made the right choices.
That's right.
And now he's so big that when he decides to buy a stock, he actually moves the stock. He's a stock mover now.
Wow.
So a money mover. So
incredible.
When people hear that he's getting ready to buy a stock or sell a stock,
sure,
even worse, people buy or sell depending on what Warren's going to do, so the stock moves on its own, right?
Okay, yeah.
So one of the, you know, he's got a bunch of different quotes, and we'll talk about some of these in future shows, because okay. I really want to talk about retirement income, but he's got 17 really good theses that he's done before, and one is stock picking is not a hobby.
Ah, okay.
And yeah. Marty and I were talking about before the show on this, because we meet with folks every now and then where when you're in your 20s, 30s, and 40s, it really is, it could be a hobby, right? You're
right.
Buying, you're bragging to everybody, you buy a stock, or you see something on CNBC and you buy the stock, and Cramer says he's rolling his sleeves up telling you to buy a stock, and sell, 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 then he sells it.
Sure.
So you do, that's a hobby, because you're just, you're using money you can afford to lose.
That's right.
That's what a hobby is.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone should be an investor in something. Mm-hmm. Not all your money, though. And as you get closer to retirement, you need to tame down that risk and maybe look at more dividend-type stocks. You're getting a dividend check to, okay. when you hold the stock.
Right.
Every now and then you'll hear about somebody getting lucky and buying a stock at a couple pennies and it goes to a couple $100s. That's what the these gimmick guys that you see on Facebook and LinkedIn and on the internet where they're trying to get you to buy their junk stocks.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll say, well, you know, Apple was a penny stock once. And looking at, there's not many apples out there, are they?
Exactly.
There's a lot of apples on trees. And what do apples do when they fall off? No one's looking. They turn rotten.
There you go.
You have to be very careful. There's worms in a lot of them, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I see this, and I've seen it way too many times in the last couple of weeks. So I thought we'd talk about this for a minute. But if you're in your 50s and 60s and 70s, that's not the time to be gambling with money you need to live on. In the stock market.
That's right.
And we've seen that way too much lately. I don't know what's going on here, but a lot of people are taking their retirement money and they've intermingled it now with their fund money or their hobby money, and they're playing stocks that really have no track record, no rhyme or reason, but somebody told them a tip that they might want to buy some of that, which most tips are not that good, are they?
That's the thing. It's very easy to pick stocks when 7 out of 10 are going up in a very bull market. But
sure.
Now that a few weeks ago we hit the highest point it's ever hit in its entire history, now we begin to get very nervous.
You know what I call them? Those kind of tips that really aren't good, but people take them and put their real money to risk in the market?
What's that?
Waffle House tips. If I was going to be a waitress, I sure wouldn't be a waitress at Waffle House. Mm-hmm. You get a $2 tip there, be careful of Waffle House stock tips.
Right.
Mm. Nothing wrong with Waffle House now. My daughter loves it. I take her there a lot of times.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, smothered, covered in chocolate.
I always feel sorry for the wait staff. They're going to say, God, they're working their tail off, and they're going to get $2 or $3.
They absolutely do. Yep.
Thomas, I want to make this offer to everyone out there that's listening.
Okay.
And if you've enjoyed the show, well, we'd really enjoy meeting you. And so if you're one of the next 20 callers, we'll create for you a one-page financial review. Now, this review with the team here will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. And we're also going to include a bucket planning strategy in here that's another $500. So this is a $1,500 value, usually $999. Now it's $1,500.
Wow.
We're going to give it away to the next 20 callers, absolutely free, complimentary, with no obligation. Now, what this total review will consist of is taking the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are right now. We also run a fee report. Now, this is very important because it also comes with a fee worksheet, the true cost of fees, to help you untangle what working with your current planner, or by yourself is actually costing you in fees. And by simply protecting your retirement investments, you could experience dramatic growth potential. You could get a lot more return if you eliminate those fees. We'll also perform a tax analysis that could reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes going forward utilizing what's available today in the tax world. We'll also custom design for you an income plan that utilizes proven strategies, techniques, and time-tested strategies, which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living, truly living, worry-free in retirement. In short, we'll take the guesswork out of the financial planning process for you, the next 20 callers. That's a comprehensive financial review. It's a $1,500 value when you include the bucket planning strategy in there. We're going to give away complimentary, no obligation, if you're one of the next 20 callers. Every single day you wait, those financial termites are getting more and more comfortable in your portfolio.
Just like we've been tackling problems on the show today, we can help you assess your plan and your outlook for retirement to make sure that you are on a secure path. This limited but complimentary review will help you determine how prepared your investments are to handle all the retirement pitfalls we talk about on the show. Those include inflation, Social Security, healthcare emergencies, so many things, the stock market volatility, risk, taxation. But here's the thing, folks. Most important, we want to show you how to produce a lifetime retirement income plan. That's right, folks, an income plan to last your entire lifetime, not just the lifespan of a bank account. Now, to call in and meet with Phil Capriotti, who is Coach Pete's local trusted coach in the Austin area, is 800-851-1636. When you call in, you will receive a comprehensive retirement review that'll show you where you are now, but much more important, it'll show you a roadmap to get you where you need to be. Folks, there really is nothing to lose. Call on in and take advantage. That number once again is 800-851-1636. Again, that's 800-851-1636.
Well, It's time for the most useless fact of the week. Real quick one this week, because I know we're against the clock. But Eskimos use refrigerators to stop their food from freezing.
I love it.
The totally opposite of what we all go through ourselves, right?
So true. So true. That's hilarious.
And Marty, you have fun in the studio today?
It's wonderful.
Yep. Thomas, thanks for having us on.
Absolutely, Coach.
All right. So for Marty Hensley and Thomas Lipscomb, I'm Coach Pete DeRuta. We'll see you next week right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. DeRuta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.